Welcome, everybody. Shir number 1079, getting back to our Hilchos Berachos. Okay, so in the Dirshu, interesting, it brings down a couple of interesting things. What about beer, right? So let's backtrack. Of course, we're talking about Kadima Bebrachos, and you have in the Pasuk, we spoke about two times Eretz, and in the first part of the Pasuk, the first Eretz, you have first Chitim and Sa'iri. You have first wheat and barley. Oh, so now what about beer, right? So beer, so we've been talking about the last few shiurim. What about spelt, right? So we said in general, spelt is part of the wheat family, so even though it's not in the pasuk. And then we said, what about rye? What about oats? That's part of the barley family. So that has, that falls under the categories of barley also, which is also in the pasuk, but it's not straight out in the pasuk. So the halachas are a little bit different, but it would have a little bit of a status, sort of a status of barley. Even though it's not in the pasuk. What about beer? Well, the question is beer. Beer is made out of barley, right? So where do we say when I drink beer, it takes on others. If somebody's drinking beer, which is made out of barley, barley grain, so now the beer would take on the status of barley. So let's say I'm eating an apple and I'm drinking a beer. Right? So since the beer is made out of barley, so I have to make the bracha on the beer first. Ah, you'll say, what do you mean that the apple is ho'eitz? Right? Apple is ho'eitz. And beer is shahakol. So what do you mean? Yeah, but let's backtrack. That we said that the shivas aminim comes before, for sure, right? That's not a question. Even though you're making a shahakol, but it's part of the shivas aminim, that's going to come before the apple, right? Fruits that are, that anything mentioned in the pasuk over there, especially the wheat and barley, which is way up on top, right? Those are from the first. That comes before other fruits also, right? You have a grape. You have a grape and an apple. You have to make the bracha on the grape, right? So what do we do over here with the beer? Maybe I should make a shahakal before I make a ha'etz on the apple, because it is a type of a barley. So he says, no, he brings down in ice number 20, very interesting, from the Sharitzi and Divya Maskel, the Berchasa Yishahakal, but he says, V'chein le'inyin sheicher misayrim, right? You have beer made from barley. But so he brings from the Magen Avraham in a different simen, kuf pei beis over there, sef beis, she'inay nechsha bechlal shivas haminim. No, that would not have a din of shivas haminim. That's very interesting. So the Magen Avraham, he brings down again in ice number 20, that would not be shivas aminim, even though it's made from barley. So one would, of course, make, if they have an apple and a beer, they would first make the ha'etz on the apple, which is ha'etz, and then they would make the shahakal on the beer, because that's kadima bebrachis. That's how it goes. You have first ha'etz and then shahakal. And we do not say that the beer becomes, since it's made of barley, so that might come first. Okay, now another interesting thing he brings on, that's the Dirshu, nice number 20, and the same thing would apply if somebody has in front of them, let's say, again, we're not going to get into how far this goes, but sometimes you have an item that's pureed to the point that it becomes a shahakal. It's mamish pureed. It's like a liquid, almost like a liquid. If something is a liquid, I just want to say that, chazer over that halacha. If something is a liquid, even though if you have mezonos in it, that's still shahakal. Mishabura talks about that straight out. Let's say I'm taking a drink and there's some flour in it or something I put into the liquid for whatever reason. But the item into the liquid, if I put the flour into something else, into cookies or whatever, so that becomes a mezonos. But now I put the same flour that's from wheat flour. Let's say wheat flour that turns something into a mezonos, assuming that wheat flour is put in for taste or sustenance, becomes a mezonos. Wheat flour put into an item for the mechanics, right, just to keep it together or for nice color or whatever, so then it doesn't take on the bracha mezonos. If it's put there for taste or sustenance, then it becomes a mezonos. But let's say I put it into a drink, I put this wheat flour, whatever the case is, into the drink. And there's different type of grains that they put into drinks, I think, possibly for more sustenance also, these different type of drinks that they make for taste or sustenance, but since it's still a drink, it would stay a shahakal. Mishabura says, well, a drink is a drink. It says, stay shahakal. We're not talking about wine, of course. Wine and grape juice is always agafin, but a regular drink is a drink. It remains a shahakal. Okay. So now he says, let's say you have something that's pureed, right? And she'ena pre-nicker, and you have this, let's say, pureed, whatever, pomegranates. I'll just give an example, anything, but it's mamish pureed to the point that it becomes pretty much like a drink. It flows, you know. She'ena pre-nicker, you don't don't see the pri at all, bechlal mishum kach berchas a shahakal, therefore will become a shahakal. In a case in time, it would be shahakal. We're not getting into what, when, and where. Each case is different, but it's the item is totally pureed. You don't recognize the fruit at all, right? And it's flowing, and especially if it becomes a drink type of a thing. So even though you'll say, well, there was one of the shivas aminim, I pureed, I don't know, whatever, the pomegranates, like we said, or whatever. So how does that work? So he brings from Rav Ozna that no, she'ein loy milus min shiva. Then it would not take on the mila of min shiva. She'ein loy milus min shiva. Neisha mila zu hi rak kesh apri shalom. It's only when the fruit is complete. In other words, shemai alav, and when it, that doesn't mean complete. That if you cut it, you cut it. But it means it's a fruit. It's right there. Achloy keshu merusak. When the fruit is pureed, right? So then it would not take on, and we're not getting to the bracha right now per se, but depending on how much, but if once it's not nicker, you don't see it, whatever, it's totally pureed, then it would not take on the halachas of the min shiva. So that's how he brings it down from Rav Ozna again, she'ein loy milus min shiva, mepnei she'maila zu hi rak, this whole thing that we say it's min shiva and it comes first or whatever, even let's say our example of a pomegranate, it could be with a grape, it could be with anything, a fig, whatever, she'maila zu hi rak kishapri shalem. When it's a recognized, it doesn't mean shalom like you didn't cut it, but it's a recognizable thing. Shemai Allah, right? Then it has its name. Achlo kishumarusak. When it's pureed, it loses the mila of min shiva. Especially when it's not recognizable. And the same thing by beer we saw, and so on. Thank you for listening. Atzlacham bracha kol tov.